regular conversation?
There may be, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay. The preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. And one might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. Another one might say, I didn't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
music.
Okay. And
like the boy who went to the church for the first time, and parents asked him, well, how did he like his first church service? He said, well, I enjoyed the music, but the commercial was too long.
Okay. If the music's really good, you might say, oh, that music is...
in church?
Yeah.
Terrific. It's good music.
Okay. But the more aesthetic term, the music is... that painting is...
beautiful.
Okay.
Looking at that little...
yeah. If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, and you didn't think you would be able to make it, you might say, church will be over, what?
Before I get there.
Okay. Now, in the enemy and opposite of God is called the...
oh, he is known by many names. The ones, of course, I heard most as a kid was the devil.
Okay. Any others? What are some
Satan,
of them?
Mm-hmm. And then most of the others are all later acquisitions and literary.
Okay. Let me see. What about sometimes they would have, what would they sometimes tell children would come and get them if they didn't behave?
Boogeyman would come and get
Boogeyman.
You.
Boogeyman, okay. Is that the same as the devil?
No.
Okay. Is that the same as, for example, the root lady?
No.
Completely different thing.
Yeah.
The root lady would be like what?
Root lady, dependent. She could be good if she was on your side. She could be terrifying if she wasn't.
Okay. Let me see. What do people...
of course, there were a lot of people who were terrified of the root lady, but then that was because the root lady, I suppose, had been used by parents to scare children, like the boogeyman had been. But we never had any great fear of the root lady, except every now and then someone on the line would go crazy, you know, down to the brickyard, and the rumor would have it that the root lady was going to blow the hex on him.
Blow the hex. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see. What do people think they see at night to frighten them? That's all in white.
Ghosts.
Okay.
Actually, Priestley would call it light from putrescent substances.
Okay. Any other names? Names older people use or black people use?
Spirits. Haints.
Haints.
Or haunts.
Or haunts. Either either pronunciation. You've heard both?
I've heard both.
Okay. And then a place that's full of those things, you call
it? It's haunted.
Okay.
It's a haunted house.
Okay.
I used to live in a haunted duplex.
Really?
Yeah, at least I could convince people of it. I had several convincing evidences of it, you know, which I could make up, weave a story around, to the point where one guy who was, you know, planning on crashing for the night ended up going to a motel. I really didn't want him to crash.
Okay. Let me see. If the weather is not at all the way it is now, but cooling off, you might say...
very pleasant.
You might say, better put a sweater on. It's getting...
cool.
Okay. What about, would you ever use a word like airish there?
Only, I think I've heard it, but only would use it myself